IELTS speaking vocabulary, computers. When we talk about using a computer, here is some essential language to get started. To turn on. To switch on. To start up. All of them meaning to turn on the computer. If you want to turn on the computer again, we say to reboot. To restart. And when you finish, to turn off your computer. To turn on sleep mode. Some simple phrases. I turn on my computer when I get to work. If there's a problem, I have to reboot it. When I go for coffee, I turn on sleep mode. We can use the following phrases to tell people what kind of computer we have. For example, I have a Lenovo laptop. I have a Sony computer. I've got a desktop. I have a PC. He has a Mac. I tend to use a tablet or a smartphone. Here are some adjectives to describe computers. Oh, this is a hefty laptop. Hefty meaning big and heavy. I don't like this laptop, it's too clunky. Clunky meaning big and old-fashioned. My dad has got an old bulky desktop. Bulky meaning big or taking up a lot of space. In contrast to the above adjectives, we have the following, which are more positive. She's got a really slick tablet. Slick meaning thin, fashionable, nice looking. I want to buy a lightweight laptop. Lightweight meaning, of course, not heavy. The new Mac AirBook is a really nifty laptop. Nifty, meaning small and fashionable. Activities. These are different activities that we may do with a computer. Download and install new software. Install the latest updates. Download an application or an app. Upload a file. To back up your computer. To back up meaning copy the data from your computer or the data. Every week I make a backup of all the files on my computer. It's not true, but it's just an example. Actually, my software makes a backup of my website every week. Turn on your firewall or turn off your firewall. The firewall, of course, will protect you from viruses, malware, and such things. Binomials. So a binomial is where we put two nouns together, usually separated with the word and. And we pronounce and as an. For example, black and white. Black and white. Neat and tidy. Neat and tidy. These are some common binomials related to computers. Copy and paste. Cut and paste. Drag and drop. And a phrasal verb we sometimes use is to scroll up or to scroll down. Uses of computers. Some very common mistakes, first of all. First mistake, I use laptop for watch movies. The mistake here is that we need the article a before the noun. Also, if a preposition is followed by a verb, that verb needs to be a gerund. That means ending in ing. So the correct sentences would be, I use a laptop for watching movies. You can also say, I use my laptop for watching movies. Or we can say, to watch. I use a laptop to watch movies. Another mistake was, I have only smartphone. The mistake here is that the adverb only should go before the verb have. And again, we need the article a before the noun. So the correct sentence is, I only have a smartphone. Or, I've only got a smartphone. There are lots of ways we can talk about how we use computers, including the following. I use my laptop to watch movies. I use my laptop to send emails. What about you? Or, I make use of my laptop to do some research. I make use of it to follow the news. I make use of my mobile phone to check my Facebook status. What about you? Great. And or we can say, it's really handy for watching movies. My smartphone is really handy for listening to podcasts. Similarly, we can say it comes in handy for, my laptop comes in handy for coding. It comes in handy for preparing presentations. My tablet comes in handy for shopping online. What about you? Great. We can also use I use it plus a noun. I use it for work. I use it for work stuff. I use my desktop for business. I use my tablet for personal use. I use this website for educational purposes. I use my smartphone for almost everything. Challenges of using computers. There are many challenges when it comes to using computers. Lots of things go wrong. And here are some ideas, phrases and language we can use to talk about the challenges of using computers. They do exactly what you tell them, not what you want them to do. They're so fragile and easy to break. The battery can run out too quickly. They often have compatibility issues, so I can't share Mac pages with a Windows computer. Insufficient storage space can be problematic. Glitches can be a problem. We can say something can be a problem or something can be problematic. What could you say? We can also say, for example, something can be challenging. Accessing a Wi-Fi network can be challenging. And finally, there is a threat from malware, viruses, and cyber attacks. Finally, idioms to talk about computers. I feel brain dead, meaning I can no longer focus. After 3 hours on my computer, I feel brain dead. To feel sluggish, meaning to feel slow and without energy. I'm so tired after a hard day's work, I feel really sluggish now. To get my brain in gear means to start focusing and concentrating. Right, I've just finished lunch, I'm sat at my computer. Now I need to get my brain in gear. To have a brainwave, to have a great idea. I've been doing some research and I've just had a brainwave. I'm going to... Can you say it in layman's terms? Meaning, say it simply, please. Whenever my IT manager explains things to me, I have to say, oh, can you just say it in layman's terms? Or I say, cut out the jargon, please. I don't understand. Cut out the jargon means don't use technical words. I like to surf the net. I like to browse the internet. I'm not that tech savvy. I don't know too much about computers. The internet connection is a bit hit and miss today. Hit and miss, not very stable. Another binomial, hit and miss. The internet connection is a bit hit and miss today. That's it. That's the end of vocabulary for the topic of computers. For more information, check out my website, www.keithspeakingacademy.com. These recordings are copyright of the Keith Speaking Academy 2021. Thanks for listening. Speak soon.